T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Slowest sports day of the year? You gotta be kidding me. But in the spirit of that, we're throwing out a random take at the start of each segment. We've already told you Tracy Morgan's not funny, courtesy of myself.
I agree with that one.
John Lopez says that holding hands is overrated with your significant other.
Yep. Depends on how long you're together.
No, but it's not too hot.
At first, the hand is, it makes you tingle.
I mean, I get it.
Now you're like, what in the world? Get away.
You got those clammy hands. It's too hot. You can't do anything. You can't check your phone.
Sticky from food.
Yeah.
That's right.
You get an itch.
Carry your phone instead of your wife's hand.
Holding hands is really overrated. And then Figgy said that the craziest one of all so far.
He said that all wine tastes the same.
Them's fighting words to wine connoisseurs.
What a rube.
Dale Robertson is going to have a word with you, Figgy.
I used to would have agreed with that because I never drank wine. And then when I started drinking it, I thought, wow.
My take for the 11 a.m. hour on the slowest day in sports is Harrison Ford is a bit actor and he is extremely overrated. Extremely overrated, and his movies don't travel well with time.
Ooh, I wish you'd have saved that for...
We will. Don't give your take. We'll save that. We'll save that for leg hiking.
It's obvious what my take's going to be.
We'll save that for leg hiking in 18 minutes.
With the first pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Jadeveon Clowney, defensive end, South Carolina.
That was 5 years ago. Texans select J.D. Clowney, number one overall 5 years ago. Three Pro Bowls later, a first-team All-Pro later, Jadeveon Clowney not going to be signed long-term, according to the Houston Chronicle. And it led to us having a discussion yesterday about unrealistic expectations and the expectations that come with the number one overall pick. We're going to go through all the number one overall picks in NFL history and whether or not they lived up to the hype with John McClain. But before we do that, I got to ask you, John, based on what we expected from Clowney when he was selected number one overall in 2014, do you feel that he has lived up to the hype and reached the expectations that many had for him?
They thought he would be a great run player. They thought he would be a dominant pass rusher. He's been a great run player, a good pass rusher, not a dominant one. So, no, but when you factor in microfracture surgery when so many were predicting his career was over, I would say yes.
Here's my point on this. And this came up late in the show, so we wanted to revisit it and revisit it with you. I feel less than 10, maybe a handful at the most in the Super Bowl era of number one overall picks, most fans and media members would actually say they lived up to it.
I agree.
Just because it's an ungodly, unrealistic standard.
It also depends on what your expectations are for that player. He was clearly the top player in that draft,
mm-hmm.
and that's going into that draft. You know, if he'd come out after his freshman year, he would have been top pick. Sophomore year, he would have been a top pick. And because he was a once-in-a-generation athlete, which he showed at the combine and at his pro day, even though he was hurt at his pro day, and when you factor in the microfracture surgery as a rookie and mm-hmm. then the subsequent surgeries he's had on his knee since, I would say he's come closer than most.
So there's been like 4 players in the Super Bowl era that have been taken number one overall. And the reason I think it's an unrealistic standard is because I feel like most people say that you won't live up to it unless, number one, you win a Super Bowl. You don't go to the Super Bowl. You win a Super Bowl with that guy, and he becomes a Hall of Famer. I mean, that's a pretty high standard.
Like Russell Maryland was number one for the Cowboys, and they won a Super Bowl, but he wasn't worth the number one pick at the time, and he's
right.
not worth the number one pick.
Okay,
now.
Well, let's go through some of these. I think certain guys.
Fire away.
For sure.
Before we get into that list, I just want to ask you, talking about Clowney and whether or not he's lived up to the hype. A lot of times the expectations are unfair. I think a lot of us can admit that. But do you think Clowney's almost been a victim of his surroundings in that same draft you had Khalil Mack go after Clowney and then you had Aaron Donald go both in the first round? And then when Clowney went to the Texans, he was joining one of the best defensive players that we've ever seen in a three-time defensive player of the year in J.J. Watt. Do you think maybe his surroundings also add to maybe the feel of disappointment that despite making three Pro Bowls and a first-team All-Pro, that maybe that adds to the sense of underachievement that a lot of people feel with him?
Maybe because Watt set a standard that would have been impossible to reach. But I'll say this about Mac, and I'll say this about Donald. They'd had microfracture surgery as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be as dominant as they are right now.
This is true. All right. I'm going to start four drafts ago, because I don't think it's fair to Kyler
Murray. I'm just going to go yes or no.
Yes. Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Myles Garrett are out because they're still just.
There's a good chance Murray and we'll look back on not Murray. We'll look back on Mayfield and Garrett and go, hell yeah.
Yeah, it was a good chance. Okay, but I think there's less than 10. Landry will keep count. Jared Goff.
No.
Jameis Winston.
No.
Jadeveon Clowney.
Yes.
You think he has lived as number one overall?
Because I'm considering a microfracture surgery.
But I'm saying most people will say
You can't take into account injuries?
Well, you can. Really. I mean, the question is, have they lived up to the expectation?
Microfracture surgery, yes.
No, I agree with that. What I'm saying is, will the predominant opinion be he lived up to being number one overall? I say
forget
no.
The predominant. We want McClain's opinion.
All right. Eric Fisher.
No.
Andrew Luck.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a tweener for me. Cam Newton.
No.
Sam Bradford.
Boy, that's a tough one. No.
Matt Stafford.
No.
Jake Long.
No.
Jamarcus Russell.
Boy,
no. Mario Williams.
No.
Alex Smith.
No.
Eli Manning.
Number one overall. He was supposed to go to San Diego. He got traded. No.
Carson Palmer.
No.
David Carr.
No.
I love when you do that. Michael Vick.
No.
Courtney Brown.
Oh, boy. He was great in his dream. No.
Tim Couch.
No.
Peyton.
Those were Browns back-to-back.
Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Orlando Pace.
Yes.
Keyshawn Johnson.
No.
Kajana Carter.
No.
Dan Wilkinson.
No.
Drew Bledsoe.
No.
Steve Entman.
No.
Russell Maryland.
No.
And Jeff George. I only went back to 1990.
No. That's a long string of no's.
I went back to 1990. That says I got here in 1990, so that'll be a nice round of 30 years.
Isn't that amazing with everything they have at their fingertips, scouting-wise? And a lot of it has to do, they're great players when they come in. A lot of it's the team,
mm-hmm.
the coaching, the system, the players around them, the impatience of an owner. But almost all those guys were no's.
John,
and the only surefire was Peyton.
30 years. I got two. 30 years of drafts, number one overall. I got two players. You had more than two. How many do you have?
Yeah, three if you count the microfracture and two if
Clowney's
you don't.
Come closer than almost all those
What
guys.
About Cam? I think
no,
on the
he
list,
not.
He had Cam. No, how is Cam Newton not?
I think you have to win a Super Bowl and be a Hall of Famer.
Well, I don't.
From a fan and media perspective, number one overall is a whole different animal. Had Cam Newton been drafted five, we'd say, oh, yeah, it was worth the number five pick.
He didn't after they had that 15 in one season. He hadn't done squat, mm-hmm. and he's been hurt a lot. I guess he's been hurt. I'm not sure, but I think for a quarterback taking number one, once he gets to be really good, he needs to stay really good to great.
I think the only two on this whole list the last 30 years were back-to-back drafts, Orlando Pace, Peyton Manning.
Pace in Hall of Fame is one of the greatest left tackles in history.
Like
and if
nine,
you look at that list,
Pro Bowls.
Clowney is closer than almost every guy on that list.
Kind of puts a little bit of perspective in it. I still think
it's
I'm being hard on my
task.
Man Cam.
It's an impossible task.
Go back to 1980.
All right.
Let me
do the 80s.
Let's
do
the
see if it's any better.
I'll go to 89 to 80. Starting with 89, Troy Aikman.
Yes.
Andre Bruce.
No.
Vinny Testaverde.
No.
Bo Jackson.
No.
Bruce Smith.
Yes.
Irving Fryer.
No.
John Elway.
Yes.
Kenneth Sims.
No.
George Rogers.
No.
Billy Sims.
Hell no.
Until he got hurt, he was going to the Hall of Fame.
Boomer D's nuts.
Because he got hurt.
I think the 80s actually had three. I agree with you. John Elway, Bruce Smith, and Troy Aikman.
And they're all in the they're all in the Hall of Fame. And even though Bruce Smith didn't win a Super Bowl, he went to four.
So in the last 40 years, I've got six.
All right, do one more. Let's go back to the '70s.
We got time. We got time. We got the OG here.
I got your attention now, don't I, John?
Yep. Let's do it.
79. We'll start there. Tom Cousineau.
No.
Earl Campbell.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were about to. I was about to kick a legend off the show.
Ricky Bell.
No.
Leroy Selman.
He's in the Hall of Fame, so I say yes.
He's an absolute yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Steve Bartkowski.
No.
Ed Jones.
Too tall, number one. He's not in the Hall of Fame. He won Super Bowls. I'll say yes.
I'm going to say no. I love the guy, but
he's
no.
He's a three-time Pro Bowler.
It's not enough.
And multiple
but
Super
he
Bowl
was
champ.
He did win a Super Bowl. Make the,
and he was
the Hall
a great
of Fame.
Player.
Yeah. John Matuszak.
No.
Walt Patulski.
No.
Jim Plunkett.
No.
And Terry Bradshaw.
Yes. That means that name.
So I would say.
Four out of ten.
I would say three. I would
Isn't
say.
Isn't it amazing that they had the less sophistication scouting then and they hit more?
Can John McClain do the 60s? Are you down with the 60s, John McClain?
Yeah, he can do the 60s.
I'm not trying to age you, my man. Let's go to the 60s.
I've been watching NFL since 1960.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Then this we're going right up to the birth.
We'll start in 1969. O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
Ron Yeary.
Yes.
Yes. Bubba Smith.
No.
Tommy Nobis.
Yes.
That's right.
Tucker Fredrickson.
No.
Dave Parks.
No.
Terry Baker.
No.
Ernie Davis.
Boy, you know, he died, but he got off to a great start, so he shouldn't have died. No.
Tommy Mason.
No.
He shouldn't have died. And Billy Cannon.
No.
Three.
So the 70s and 80s.
70s and 80s have more than 90s and 2000s.
Yeah. Combined.
10, wow.
Yeah, how about that?
Isn't that amazing?
And they didn't have all the, you know what it is? They would go pound the pavement, John. They would go send a multi, their scouting staffs were 30 guys, 40 guys, and they just sent them out everywhere.
Almost all ex-players.
Yeah.
They didn't have, you know, analytics. They went by what they saw.
They trusted their eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're traveled faster. That's the OG, John Lopez, John McClain in the building, NFL Hall of Famer, going through memory lane. That was that was a fun exercise. I think John McClain enjoyed that, and I enjoyed it even more than he.
That's
Jadeveon Clowney,
60 years. I'm
hyped. Yeah. There we go. That's you're a football encyclopedia.
How many do we have?
Altogether, how many did we have?
Not a lot. We had not even 20.
Yeah. Wow.
Not even 20. So, interesting exercise.
And,
kind of puts
and
Clowney,
most of them
puts
in
Clowney
the 70s and 80s.
Puts Clowney in perspective. Yeah. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop. NFL Hall of Famer John McClain in the building. Is the Texans GM already at NRG and is holding hands overrated? Some McClain leg hiking next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.